Where in the world is Justin Wong? It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
Welcome back. More than 100 Armenian civilians and combatants were killed after armed hostilities were renewed with neighboring Azerbaijan around the mountainous region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Fighting broke out on Sunday as Azerbaijani forces were trying to capture territories in the Karabakh regions that were held by an ethnic Armenian majority. This conflict could be traced back to early 1920s, to the beginning of the Soviet Union. Despite Karabakh was controlled by ethnic Armenians that are majority Christian, the Soviets included it to the boundaries of the Soviet Socialist Republic of Azerbaijan, which is made up of majorly Azerbaijani Muslims. But as the Soviet Union started to collapse at the end of the 1980s, ethnic tensions between Armenians and Azerbaijanis escalated to violence, with acts of ethnic cleansing being committed by both sides. Following the official dissolution of the USSR in 1991, Karabakh declared its independence as the Republic of Artsakh in December, with the intention of reunifying with the newly independent Armenia. Despite this, was rejected by the also newly independent Azerbaijan. A full-scale war broke out between Armenia and Azerbaijan between 1992 and 1994, resulting in Armenian forces fully controlling the region and drove Azerbaijani troops out of Karabakh before a ceasefire brokered by Russia was signed in Bishkek, the capital of Kyrgyzstan, in May 1994. Under the ceasefire, Karabakh is governed by the Republic of Artsakh and remains independent from Azerbaijan, but it legally remains part of Azerbaijan, and the self-declared republic is not recognized internationally. A long-term peace treaty was never agreed, despite negotiations mediated by the Minsk Group of the Organization of Security and Cooperation in Europe, which is an international body that is chaired by France, Russia, and the US. So far, both sides have blamed each other for instigating the latest violence. Azerbaijan's president, Ilham Aliyev, had said their forces will keep fighting until Armenian soldiers leave Nagorno-Karabakh.
Armenia was the first to fire, and the first to die were Azerbaijani servicemen. Azerbaijan gave a decent response to the enemy, and the enemy could not move an inch.
Armenia has declared martial law and total military mobilization on Sunday, with Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan telling Al Jazeera it was Azerbaijan that first started the attack.
Our task is to defend, because Azerbaijan launched an attack in the direction of Nagorno-Karabakh, and obviously the very first task of the Armenians of Nagorno-Karabakh is to defend against this aggression.
Armenia has also accused Turkey of sending mercenaries to back Azerbaijan and shooting down one of its fighters. Pashinyan has also called for Russia, who Armenia has a security agreement with, to take all measures of support.
Russia has with Armenia commitments in the security field, to be precise, cooperation in the security field, and that is one of the items in our agenda.
So far, international bodies and foreign countries have called for both sides to stop any armed conflict. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on the parties to immediately stop fighting, de-escalate tensions, and return to meaningful negotiations without delay. However, despite these international pressures, both Armenia and Azerbaijan have refused to negotiate. Turkish President Recep Erdogan has backed Azerbaijan and demanded Armenia to put an end to its quote-unquote occupation of Karabakh.
I condemn once again Armenia, which has attacked Azerbaijan's territory. Turkey will continue to support its friend and brother wholeheartedly and with whatever means are possible. It is time to end the crisis in this region. this region will once again have peace and calm following the swift abandonment of all Azerbaijan's territories. Any measures or propositions beside this will be unfair and unjust.
Russia, who despite having security agreements with Armenia but also supplies arms to Azerbaijan, called for Turkey to bring the clashes to an end, with Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov saying Moscow is categorically against any statements about some kind of support and military activity because it would only add fuel to the flames. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron has said Erdogan's comments were reckless and dangerous, and Turkish involvement in the conflict would be unacceptable.
At this stage, I remain extremely cautious, but we know it's an extremely volatile situation. That said, I have noted Turkey's political declarations in favor of Azerbaijan, which I think are inconsiderate and dangerous. France, as part of the Minsk group, which requires the impartiality, which explains my caution, remains extremely concerned by the warlike messages coming from Turkey in the last few hours, which essentially remove any of Azerbaijan's inhibitions in reconquering Nagorno-Karabakh, and that we won't accept.
So far, Azerbaijan has not announced how many casualties, military or civilian, it has, but it is estimated to be at a high number.
Overseas experience with Justin Wong, only on 95 BFM.